Today we're going to build one of those classic drum and bass top layers that instantly makes a beat feel more expensive, more alive, and way more inauthentic. The goal is simple. We're taking a top loop, splitting it into two rolls, and shaping those rolls separately. One part is all about crisp transients, the little attack details that cut through the mix. The other part is all about dusty mids, that worn-in, gritty body that feels like it came off tape or vinyl. That contrast is the magic. In jungle and old-school D&B, you want the top to feel sharp on top, but a little rough and unstable in the middle. If you think about it like a conversation, the transient layer is the headline, and the dusty layer is the attitude underneath it. Let's start by choosing the right source. You want a break or top loop that already has rhythmic life in it. Look for strong hats, little snare ticks, ghost notes, and some natural texture in the mids. If it already has some room tone, a bit of vinyl noise, or that chopped break character, even better. What you do not want is a loop full of heavy low end, because the kick and sub need that space. The loop's job is to support the groove, not fight the foundation. If your source is slower than the project, warp it in beats mode and try preserving transients so the hits keep their crack. At this stage, name the clip clearly so you can stay organized. Something like Break Top SRC 172 is perfect. Small workflow habits like that save a ton of time later. Now duplicate the audio track twice. One track becomes the transient layer. The other becomes the dusty mid layer. On the transient layer, we're being selective. Use EQ8 and high pass aggressively around 4 to 6 kHz. Yes, that's high on purpose. We're trying to keep the hats, clicks, and attack detail, not the body of the break. If this layer sounds almost too thin on its own, that's usually a good sign. It means it's focused. Then add drum bus if you want a little more snap. Keep drive modest, and use the transients control to bring the front edge forward. If the layer still needs a little more bite, a touch of saturator with soft clip can help. The idea is not to flatten it into a brick. The idea is to make the top hits feel like they lock into the groove and speak clearly above the rest of the drums. If the transients are a bit spiky, you can smooth them just slightly with glue compressor. Fast attack, quick release, and only a small amount of compression. We're not trying to squeeze the life out of it. We're just making the layer feel a little more unified. Now let's build the dusty mid layer. This is where the worn record personality lives. Use EQ8 again, but this time shape it into the mid-range zone. High pass somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz so it stays out of the kick and sub. Then low pass around 6 to 8 kHz so you keep the texture but lose the bright edge. From there, add some saturation. This is a great place for drive because the goal is grit, not polish. If you want a little extra edge, a touch of redux or subtle downsampling can add that crunchy, sampled character. You can also use drum bus here, but keep the transients more controlled, because this layer should feel more like the body and texture of the break than the sharp attack. If the source is very dry, a tiny bit of room or plate reverb can help it feel more sampled and physical. Keep it short and low in the mix. We want atmosphere, not wash. One really important mindset here is priority lanes. Not every hit in the loop deserves the same attention. Let the strongest transient moments carry the rhythmic message, and let the dusty layer fill in the connective tissue between those moments. That's what makes the groove feel like it's moving instead of just looping. Next, let's deal with groove. Zoom into the waveform and look at where the loop is actually landing. If the transient layer feels late, nudge it forward a hair. If you want a more jungle-style drag, you can let the dusty layer sit just behind the transient layer by a few milliseconds. That tiny offset can create a loose, sampled feel that works beautifully in old-school D&B. You can also trim the front of the clip so that attack hits exactly where you want it. At high tempos, tiny timing choices matter a lot. A loop that feels fine at 172 BPM might suddenly feel off if the track moves to 174. So always listen for pocket, not just timing precision. Now group both layers into a drum bus. This is where they stop acting like separate edits and start acting like one instrument. On the group, use a little EQ if the break is clouding the snare area, maybe a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz if needed. Then add glue compressor for cohesion, but keep it gentle. We want 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction at most. Then a little drum bus can help tie the layers together and make the whole thing feel more like a finished drum statement. This is a good moment to remind yourself not to overdo it. A top loop in D&B should add momentum and identity, but it should still leave room for the kick, snare, and sub. If it sounds amazing solo but the bass feels smaller when everything plays together, the loop is probably too wide, too loud or too dense in the low mids, so always check it in context. Listen to how the transient layer sits against the snare. If the snare loses crack, pull back a little around in upper mids or reduce the transient layer level. Then listen to the dusty layer against the bass line. If it starts to crowd the reese or the sub, tighten the low pass, reduce some low mids, and clear space around the 300 to 500 Hz area if needed. In darker DNB, it often works best to keep the loop more center than you might expect. Let the bass and stereo FX do the wide work, while the drums stay focused in the middle. Now for the fun part, movement. DNB arrangements live on Varination. A static loop can work for a bar or two, but over time you want it to evolve. Automate the dusty layer filter so it opens gradually across 4 or 8 bars. Maybe start with only the dusty component in an intro, then bring in the transient layer right before the drop. That kind of progression creates lift without needing a huge fill every time. You can also automate saturation amount to push intensity into the drop, or gently widen the transient layer in the intro and narrow it back down for the drop. Those are small moves, but they make the arrangement feel intentional. Once the loop is working, resample it. This is a big workflow win. Record a few bars of the processed result onto a new audio track set to resampling. Why do this? Because once it's printed, you can chop it, reverse it, stutter it, and build fills much faster. That's very much in the spirit of jungle production. Process, print, chop, recontextualize. After resampling, grab a couple of useful pieces. Maybe a short fill for the last bar, a reverse swell, or a little ghost note pickup before the snare. Even one or two tiny edits can make the loop feel like it's evolving instead of just repeating. Here's the big takeaway. The best top loops are not just about sound design. They're about mix roll, groove, and arrangement energy. Think of the transient layer as the sharp edge, the dusty layer as the texture, and the drum bus as the glue that makes them feel like one living thing. If you get this balance right, the top loop does a lot of heavy lifting. It drives the track forward, keeps the groove readable at high tempo, and gives the whole beat that old-school jungle attitude without getting in the way of the bass. So as you build, keep asking yourself, what is this layer adding that the main drums do not already provide? If the answer is clarity, grit, motion, or tension, you're on the right track, and that's the core move. Split the loop, shape the rolls, glue them back together, and then automate and resample for arrangement energy. Once you get comfortable with that workflow, you can make one source break feel like three different records depending on how you process and place it. Now go build your clean version, your grimy version, and your tension version. Test them against kick, snare, and sub. Keep the loop recognizable, but let the feel change from section to section. That's how you get that proper jungle old school DNB vibe.